This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. The Bharatiya Janata Party has secured a decisive victory in Delhi Assembly polls after nearly 3 decades as it crossed the majority mark, defeating the incumbent Aam Aadmi Party, AAP. Results declared so far for 60 out of 70 assembly seats show that BJP has won 40 seats and is leading in 8 seats, while Aam Aadmi Party has bagged 20 seats and is leading in 2. Third contender Congress has been wiped out. Prominent winners from the BJP include Parvesh Sahib Singh from New Delhi, Vijender Gupta from Rohini, Kapil Mishra from Karawal Nagar, Tarvinder Singh Marwa from Jangpura, Manjinder Singh Sirsa from Rajouri Garden, Arvinder Singh Lovely from Gandhinagar, Shikha Roy from Greater Kailash and Harish Khurana from Motinagar. The other BJP winners are Kailash Gehlot from Bijwasan, Karnail Singh from Shakur Basti, and Neeraj Basoya from Kasturba Nagar and Umang Bajaj from Rajinder Nagar. Prominent successful AAP candidates include Atishi from Kalkaji, Somdat from Sadar Bazar, Gopal Rai from Babarpur, Virender Singh Kadiyan from Delhi Kent, Kuldeep Kumar in Kondli seat, Jarnail Singh in Tilaknagar seat, Imran Hussain in Barli Maran, Sahir Ram from Tughlakabad. Mukesh Kumar Ehlawat has won the Sultanpur Majra constituency, Anil Jha the Kiradi seat, Chaudhary Zubair Ahmed from Seelampur and Punardeep Singh Sahni in Chandni Chowk. The notable faces who conceded defeat include senior AAP leaders Arvind Kejriwal, Manish Sisodia, Saurabh Bhardwaj, Durgesh Pathak and Awadh Oja from Patparganj and Congress's Sandeep Dixit, BJP's Ramesh Bidhuri and Rajkumar Anand. We now go over to our correspondent, Suparna Saikia, for more updates. Suparna, what is your analysis of the results of the poll today?
Yes, Naresh. Counting of votes for Delhi Assembly elections has now reached its final stages. BJP has clinched a historic victory in Delhi after 27 years. And on the other hand, Aam Aadmi Party has suffered a massive setback. Performance of Congress is dismal, as the party has failed to yet again open its account for the third consecutive time. As soon as polling began at 8 in the morning, BJP took the lead in early trends and is now racing towards a landslide victory. Meanwhile, AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal's defeat from New Delhi seat is the most deafening yet for the party. In the last assembly polls, Naresh, AAP had bagged 62 seats and BJP had won in 8 constituencies. BJP's landslide victory is being attributed to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's guarantee. Rising pollution, poor condition of roads and infrastructure, garbage issues, the alleged liquor scam against AAP leaders, these all seem to have turned the people away from voting for AAP this time. Back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Suparna, for that comprehensive analysis. Thank you. In by-elections, BJP's Chandrabhanu Paswan has won the Milkipur Assembly constituency in Uttar Pradesh. Counting of votes for by-election in Erode East Assembly constituency in Tamil Nadu is in progress. Chandira Kumar VC of DMK is leading from the seat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has thanked Delhi's people for their mandate given to the party in Delhi Assembly polls. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that he bows to the Delhiites for this resounding and historic mandate to the party. Mr. Modi said that it is BJP's guarantee that the party will leave no stone unturned in developing Delhi. Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdeva has said that the party's victory in Delhi Assembly polls is the victory of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership, development and trust. Talking to the media, Mr. Sachdeva said that the people of Delhi have expressed their faith in Mr. Modi's vision of development.
बदलाव का अगर कोई नाम है तो श्रीमान नरेंद्र मोदी हैं क्योंकि दिल्ली की जनता ने विकास का हाथ थामा है मोदी जी का हाथ थामा है और दिल्ली की जनता ने बताया है कि दिल्ली को विकसित भारत की विकसित राजधानी बनाना है तो मोदी के साथ चलना है इसलिए इस जीत का अगर कोई श्रेय जाता है तो हमारे कार्यकर्ताओं के साथ माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी को जाता है।
एंड दैट इज द एंड ऑफ दिस न्यूज़ बुलेटिन।